Kiss Podcast Number 3, April 16th, 2005.
About something from a couple of old friends of mine, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
My name is a number up. to long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
What's up, Kiss friends from around the globe? This is the Kiss Podcast, a podcast all about the rock and roll band Kiss. Welcome back, of course. This is show number 3. My name is Dion, and you probably heard it already. This show is all about Ace, Mr. Spaceman Freely. Woohoo! Yeah, the song you just heard is, of course, 2000 Man. And the first part is the original recording from the Rolling Stones. And they recorded it in 1967. And the second part needs no introduction. It's, of course, Ace's rendition from the Dynasty album. And like I said, we have a full show of Ace Frehley songs and recordings. And for instance, we have some live Ace stuff and some Ace tribute songs. We have a new Kiss test. And we do some promotion for Remedy the movie Ace was in. And it's now out on DVD. I haven't seen it yet. Of course, we play the Howard Stern interview I talked about on the website. And I'm very glad that I found a copy of it, because my recording didn't go very well. And yeah, Ace tries to promote the Remedy movie. But yeah, it turns out a little bit different than Ace was expecting. But yeah, more about that after this next song. Like last week, all of you had a chance to vote which Kiss Test song should make it in the show. And the winning song is playing in the background already, as you probably heard. So I'm going to play the full song for you now. And immediately after that, you can hear the Howard Stern interview. So here's Rock Bottom.
Got any idea of switching channels? Don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
More WWE diva Christy Hemme tonight on E. Ace Frehley is from Kiss. I don't really know that much about Ace Frehley. Sal's the guy who knows everything about Ace Frehley. He's the guy who said, hey, you got to get Kiss in here. Ace Frehley.
Well, I know the name. That's about it.
That was one huge band, man, in the 70s.
And I know Ace isn't in the band anymore, and I think he hates Gene Simmons. So that's always funny. Anyway, here's Ace. He's in a movie called Remedy. Now available on DVD.
I was going to say, I hadn't heard of that.
Ace Frehley. There he is. Oh, no, that's Chuck Zito.
Wait a minute. I know that guy. Hi there.
Hey, Ace. How you doing? Hey, Chuck.
Of course, Chuck in here?
Why is Chuck in here? I don't know. I don't. This is a surprise to me, but Chuck is always welcome.
Of course he's welcome. I'm just wondering if Ace feels unsafe.
Ace, were you afraid that I could beat you up and you have Chuck as your bodyguard here today? Is that what's going on? How are you, Ace?
Are you kidding me?
How are you, Ace?
I'm wonderful.
Good to see you. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You boys are in a movie?
Yeah.
What movie is this? Remedy.
Remedy.
I don't know.
Now, what is that about?
What is that about, Ace?
It's about choose your own poison, you know. It's about, you know, decadency in New York City.
Oh, I know all about that.
The drug scene, you know.
Right. Really?
I play a heroin dealer. In the
no kidding. I can't see you as a heroin dealer.
Yeah, good neither money could I, you know.
I'm a police captain.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's
I play
funny
Captain Sally.
I can't believe that. You as a police captain.
I'm a police captain. A little change.
Yeah, you've
like
switched over.
Ace, you're in, are you in Kiss or not? I don't know that much about Kiss. I'll be honest with you, but I know everyone's a big fan. So what's going on here with this Kiss stuff?
I'm presently not touring with them.
And you hate Gene, right?
No, I love Gene.
Oh, come on, man.
Why
don't do
you
this
touring
to me
with them then?
Chuck, does he hate Gene?
Not at all.
No. Yes, he does.
No, I don't. No,
I know he stuck to his guns because he said that he's not going to open for a band that he used to open for Kiss.
Yeah, what happened? Aerosmith and you guys went out on tour.
Right.
And you said, the way it was explained to me anyway, and tell me if I'm wrong or right, you said, hey, man, I ain't open enough for Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Aerosmith can open up for us. Mm-hmm. And you told that to Gene.
Right.
And Gene said, hey, you can get out of the band.
That's okay.
And that's it. That was the end, huh? You don't care.
Well, I'm you know, I'm part of the family. And but, you know, as of last couple of years, you know, I'm just kind of focusing on me and working on a CD.
Can you get paid by Kiss still, or is it like the whole thing over?
No.
You can't? You don't get part of the merchandising? You're an original?
Oh, yeah. I always get part of the merchandising.
You do?
From now till time.
Memoriam.
Whatever that word is.
Yeah, what is that word?
Hey, explain something to me, the whole business thing, though. Do you think Gene puts out too much Kiss stuff?
Well, they have a tendency to go overboard with merchandising.
Right.
Is that just Gene, or does the whole band, or, you know, is Paul in on all that stuff, too?
Paul's involved, but Gene's the one that kind of...
He's the mastermind.
So I feel like in that band, if you don't, like, do what Gene says, you get screwed.
Well, we've had our run-ins, but, you know, no hard feelings.
Is it Gene's band? I didn't know that.
I don't know whose band it is. I thought it was Ace's band, actually.
Well, some people think that still.
Right? Isn't it supposed to be your band, Ace? Like didn't you? I don't even know the history of Kiss, but didn't you start Kiss or something?
No, actually, Paul and Gene did.
Oh, they did.
All right.
Well, we all did. I mean, it wasn't Kiss until I joined.
Right.
Before that, it was Wicked Lester.
Wicked Lester. That would not have made it.
No, I didn't think so.
Did you come up with the name Kiss?
No, Paul did.
Paul did.
I wanted to call it another four-letter word.
Now, did you come up with your own makeup?
Yes.
Does it bother you now that somebody else is wearing it?
No, because I still get checks.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, but you hated the makeup. Like, you described that you fell asleep one time with the makeup on. I have a whole bunch of notes on you. You described that you fell asleep with the makeup on, and you woke up, you had an allergic reaction to the goddamn makeup, and you were, like, sick of the whole goddamn makeup thing, right?
Well, after a while, it became like, you know, a nightmare.
So were you the one who wanted to get rid of the makeup at a certain point?
Not really. I was just tired of the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You had
enough. It was touring, it was working with the same people, it was the same button pushing.
Isn't it funny though, like every kid in the world grows up thinking they want to be in Kiss or some rock band, you know what I mean? Isn't that your thing? Like, oh man, for me, it would be like, that would be the ultimate rush. But then once you do it, like I talk to tons of musicians, and they're like, you know what, man? It ain't that great.
It's a drag.
Well, one day I was sitting in my estate in Wilton, Connecticut, and I started reflecting on my life and my career, and I said, is this it? You know, I mean, is this it?
And it was.
And I started going, you know, maybe I got to go somewhere else. You know, that's when I kind of embarked on a solo career, you know. But then I dealt with my own demons, you know, and that derailed me for a while. But
what,
you know,
demons?
Yeah, what'd you have? What were you addicted to? Heroin or something? What'd you get? The coke? What was your thing?
You name it.
Chuck, you don't do drugs, right? You never did drugs.
Never did.
Never did that. How'd you avoid that?
Smoke, never drank, never took a drug.
Really?
In my life. Never smoked a joint, nothing.
Yeah. That's why you can kick people's ass. It's the truth.
You got to realize, Kiss is about 30 years.
I know. You did enough of it. Although, hey, you paid the bills pretty good.
Yeah, you're sitting in your estate reflecting.
That's right.
That's better than a cardboard box.
That's right.
Yeah, two of them.
where do you live? Connecticut and where else?
Westchester.
Westchester. Oh. Were you married now?
Yeah. And I have a beautiful daughter, Monique.
You happy? You don't seem happy. You seem sad.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm one of the happiest guys in the world.
Are you really happy?
Yeah, I just didn't want to come here and talk about Kiss.
Why not? What the hell else are we going to talk about? It's 30 years of your life.
I came here to promote a movie.
Come on. What are we going to say? We're in Kiss, bro. Yeah. This is it. This is big. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, I said, it's been out 30 years. They still sell out all kinds of arenas.
That's right.
So, but I love Ace sticking to his guns. He wouldn't open for a band that opened for them.
Well, why couldn't it be that Aerosmith opened for you some nights and then you opened for them some nights?
You know.
You had too much pride, man.
It wasn't pride. It was, I didn't want to do the tour for more than, for several reasons. You know, I just, you know, it was time to move on.
Was the sex great all those years or what, man? Give it to me.
What do you think?
I think it was unbelievable. Twosomes, threesomes? How many chicks did you have all at once? Share with me, please.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Did you have to share those girls with Gene?
Did you ever have to share with Gene?
I mean, if Gene did somebody, I stayed away.
Smart man.
Hey, Howard, you ready for this one? Ace's manager wants him to leave.
What?
Why?
He doesn't want him talking about this stuff.
About what stuff?
I don't know.
The Kiss stuff?
Oh, it's a shame. Well, let's give you a plug at least for your movie.
Jeez.
I'd like to give you that. Ace Frehley and Remedy, now available on DVD. If I've offended anyone, I'm sorry.
It's not my movie. It's just a movie that I did 2 years ago.
All right. Well, hey, if I don't want to bum your manager out.
Maybe everything
you say is wrong. Maybe we're saying something wrong. I don't know, Ace. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I came on this show with the premise that I was going to promote a film with several other people.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Now, where are the girls
Chuck's
from?
Chuck's my man, and you know, I'm always happy to see Chuck. So.
Thank you.
Where are the girls from Remedy?
Happy to be here.
Yeah. How you
girls
doing, Chuck?
From,
you all right?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just finished a couple of movies.
I heard you retired from the Hell's Angels.
Yes.
How many years?
After 25 years.
Right. 25 years.
9 years ago, I quit.
So. You know, does it feel weird not to be in?
Yeah, it's a little weird after 25 years, but...
But those guys are still your bros, right?
Oh,
there's no hard feelings.
Still my feeling, yeah. Still friends.
Right.
Still friends.
It's not like a... It's not like a Gene Simmons kind of thing.
No,
I know where we all talk.
Yeah, right.
Me and Gene are friends.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you, man.
Now, let me ask
you. The manager wants us to stop.
No, I want to ask Chuck something.
Oh, Chuck, sure. You can ask.
Chuck's
all right.
Chuck was in the bathroom when Ralph got beat up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, help us out
amazing.
With that.
It was amazing. People thought I did that, and I knew that was going to happen.
I got emails saying that Ralph got punched out at Scores. And then this guy wrote me an email saying that he saw you in the bathroom with Ralph, and Ralph was bleeding, and they thought that you were in the middle of beating up Ralph.
So they ran home.
So they ran home.
It was amazing because people did come in. They saw that. It's up wrong room, and I'm standing. He's holding his face. He's bleeding.
Did he deserve to be punched out?
You know what, Howard? I don't even know what happened. I saw him afterwards, and I saw him when he was holding his face. I said, what happened? He said, some guy just punched me in the face. And I said, for what? He goes, for nothing.
Right.
I say, Ralph, people don't get punched in the face for nothing.
Right.
And then I went in the bathroom, made sure he was all right, and it was funny because I'm there and people see my presence. All of a sudden, they see this guy bleeding. They say, "Uh-oh, I'm getting out of here."
You're lucky you didn't get arrested.
Yeah. That's what I thought the next thing was. But and then Ralph goes to me, goes, "Oh, I thought you had my back."
I said,
"Yeah, right,
Ralph. If somebody's jumping, you'll have your back, but you got to fight your own battles."
Right.
Right, so, if you start something, you got to finish it, right?
Of course. Or if you just get hit, at least hit back.
Guys hang out with Chuck, and they think that they're safe from everything.
Right, yeah, everybody's going to stay away from me because Chuck's got my back.
Yeah, Chuck's not going to jump in.
Yeah.
Chuck's got enough problems being Chuck.
You're exactly right.
All right,
right, well, listen. Look, I clean up good, right?
This
is for you, Robin.
Very good.
Because last time I was here, you said you like coming naked. You hardly wear any clothes. So I'm in a suit today, so it's a big change.
I
clean up good.
You look good, man.
He comes in a suit, and I wear the motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, isn't that...
figure.
Yeah, figure that one out.
But we're just doing different things. I'd like to just say, we just finished another movie called Carlito's Way, The Beginning.
A prequel.
A prequel,
yes, when Al Pacino's a teenager.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yes. You're in that one.
Yes, I'm in that one. I play...
Look at you acting your ass off.
Well, we're trying.
All right.
We're trying, and we're leaving... I'm leaving Thursday for Arizona. I'm doing a book signing at the Hacienda Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, it's a good book you wrote there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Chuck's got a book, and it's real good. I actually read it. Yeah.
And also, Big Daddy from Vinny wants to make you a limo.
Oh, yeah?
He said he wanted to build you a limo.
I'm out of the limo business. That's it. Ace, you got a limo? I don't want your manager getting mad at me. But
can we talk about your limo?
You got a limo?
Yeah, I actually do.
You do? No, that's good. Hey, I didn't mean to.
It's going well.
I don't mean to offend. His manager says it's not going. I don't know, man. You see what it is with me? People get offended by me. I don't even know why.
They're intimidated by you.
By me?
More of you than me.
I'm a big pussy. I'm a big pussy. Ace Frehley's in Remedy now, available on DVD. Is this a film career that you're looking for now, Ace?
I mean, it's just one of the things, you know. I mean, I did this 2 years ago. I'm working on a new movie now. I'm working on a treatment for... It's about aliens and motorcycles.
I'll watch that. What else I got to do? I'm into that. For more information, go to remedythemovie.com. Chuck, good luck with everything. Ace, good luck with everything,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.
Remedythemovie.com. I'll go find out what it is I did to piss off your manager.
You didn't do anything.
Thank
right?
you, Robin.
You're quite welcome.
Come on.
Are you comfortable?
I'm fine.
I didn't stay if you want.
The manager says he's upset.
Yeah. He wants to pull him out.
The manager says I'm upset?
That's what he just said.
No.
He's crazy. Anyway,
I wish... You can stay.
I'm not gonna push anybody.
I hope not.
Right. What is it, Gary?
Now
what?
You're right.
Yeah.
The manager says that you're here to talk about the movie, not about anything about Ace.
Oh, I was interested in Ace, but okay.
I said, listen, I love Ace, but I'm not doing his infomercial.
No, yeah, well, I mean, I love Ace, too. I'm enjoying being with Ace. But
when you talk to Ace, you got to get the whole Ace package and you talk about what he's doing, not just about the movie.
That's right.
Of course, we can only talk so much about the movie. It's Remedy, and we're both in it.
Chuck does.
Well, you know, the whole idea is that to make Ace so intriguing, people want to see what he did in a movie.
That's right.
Of course. He has a bunch of fans downstairs. He got out of the car, and he's just... kept doing autographs and pictures.
Can Sal come in and say a quick hello, Howard?
All right, is he in full makeup?
Retarded as ever.
All right, let's take a look. This is Sal, one of your biggest fans. He's dressed up as you.
I saw him in the bathroom.
Look at him.
Sal, he's wrapped in tinfoil.
Why are you in tinfoil?
Ace, really? Well, this is the Love Gun outfit that I put together.
Right.
At Duane Reade.
You're a super fan.
Yeah.
Right.
Ace, I got my butt kicked in by Puerto Ricans in the fourth grade by dressing like you in Brentwood. I grew up in Brentwood. And you know what? From that day forward, I still dress like you. I don't care. You were worth it. You changed my whole life. I think you're incredible.
Wow.
Ace is the real rebel of rock and roll. Gene is, in my opinion, just a bloodsucker looking for money. Paul is like the Ralph of the band. Leave it at that. You know. Peter is a god-awful drummer, in my opinion. And Ace is the only guy. Ace was the only fiber of Kiss, man. He wrote Parasite. He wrote Cold Gin, which Gene whored out the lyrics. It should have been you singing it like you do when you do it solo. Right. And instead, they just, you know, they take this guy, they prop him up on stage, they throw a couple of bucks down his throat, and then they throw him out, and they always badmouth him behind his back. It's bullcrap, man.
Ace,
you're the reason why Kiss happened. You are Kiss.
What do you think of what he says? Do you agree? You disagree?
He's entitled to his opinion, you know.
You start smiling
I'm
when
so
he
diplomatic.
Says these things.
You know what? It's really hard to take a compliment from a guy dressed in tinfoil.
When his tinfoil is falling off.
All right. We're going to take a break. I want to thank Chuck Zito, the great Chuck Zito, Ace Frehley, for coming by. And for more information, go to remedythemovie.com.
Shock me.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after this.
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Entering a black hole. Raven!
I'm Paul Stanley.
And I'm Gene Simmons.
And you are listening to the KISS Podcast. Rock and roll just the way you like it. All KISS.
Great to hear Ace play Rock and Ride live. I love it. It's a great song. And what's also great is the fact that we received an enormous amount of publicity. And to be quite honest with you, I was kind of hoping most major KISS websites would run some text on the KISS podcast. And lo and behold, sure enough, almost all sites published news stories on the KISS podcast. So thanks a lot, guys. And thanks especially to KISS Online, KISS Army Sweden, KISS in UK, and the KISS Asylum for the free publicity. It really helped because our subscription feed has gone up to 140 subscribers already, which is great. It's an increase of about 50%, I think. And we have, we had a load of new member registrations, which is great. At the moment, we have about 200 members on the website, which is awesome, I think. And member privileges on the website are not that big, but as I'm going to expand the website in the future, more features will be added for members only. So that's in the future. Now, an Ace Frehley show wouldn't, of course, be the same without playing some signature Ace Frehley songs, for instance, New York Groove. But what many people don't know is that New York Groove is actually a cover done by Ace from his 1978 solo album. The original song was recorded in 1976 by a band from London, England called Hello. And I guess Ace heard this top 10 song on the KISS 1976 tour of Europe and thought, hey, this is a cool song since I'm from New York. And maybe I can record it sometimes. But anyway, here's the original version for you. It's from the Hello album Keep Us Off the Streets. And if you want to know more about this album or the band or the cover, please check the KISS FAQ website. I've put a link to it in the show notes if you want to look it up. And here's the original New York Groove.
To the left, to the right, a tunnel stone goes to the
feature just one band.
Do the things a sus will do.
Just one band.
In the firehouse. Ooh, yeah.
Just one band.
So call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love.
What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
We received some great contributions from listeners all over the world. We, for instance, heard from people in Finland, people from New York, and people from France, just to give you some examples. And we're going to play all of their contributions in the next shows. In fact, the next show is going to feature some really cool songs from the MTV Unplugged show Kiss did just before the reunion tour. And to get in the mood of next show, here's a small sneak preview clip for you.
You sang the right words. I got so excited I broke a string.
Oh, sorry. Alright, okay, I can sing the right words.
Yeah, that's some cool stuff, huh? Yeah, you won't find any of that on the official CD or video. But I'll tell you all about it in the next show. And speaking of next shows, one of the shows we are going to do soon is a French Kiss podcast show. And no, I'm not going to speak French, you know. Parlez-vous français? No, no. No, the French show is more of a showcase of Kiss playing live in France and tribute songs from French artists and stuff like that. And, well, yeah, you know, this is the kind of themed show we can do for all sorts of countries. So if you have any contributions or suggestions, just send them over to Dion at kisspodcast.com, and yeah, we will work something out. And speaking of France, there's a new Coca-Cola commercial out in France, and it features Kiss. Commercial tells the story of a group of white painted guys who are playing the streets of New York and try to hide themselves from some chasing gang members. And while hiding, they find a fridge full of Coca-Cola and a trunk full of clothes. And well, they get transformed into you can guess it. So just check out the commercial on the website. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And yeah, on the website you can find a lot of Kiss goodies, such as the commercial itself and a making of video and some wallpapers. So yeah, it's well worthwhile a visit.
If you've got any idea of switching channels, don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is Kiss Test.
Yeah, wake up everybody. This is Kiss Test number 3, and this one is going to be a little bit more difficult than the last Kiss Test. But first, let me give you the answers to last week's Kiss Test. 3 songs we played, and they were, of course, 2 Sides of the Coin from the Unmasked album, Got Love for Sale from the album Love Gun, and Rock Bottom from the album Dress to Kill. So this week's Kiss Test, we're going to play some hot guitar licks, and the only thing, of course, you have to do is guess what songs there are and from what record they come from. So get ready, because here's guitar lick number 1.
Mm-hmm.
number two. Number three.
I'll give you one clue, and it's kind of a giveaway this show. Ace Frehley. So the answers will be revealed in the next KISS podcast, along with a new version of the KISS test. And I'd like to give a mention to last week's winners. They are Wim from the Netherlands, Jim Simon, all the way from the Bronx, New York City, and John Steen from Sweden. They submitted the correct answers to the last KISS test, and they were the top three to respond. So if you know the answers, send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com or use the contact form on the website. And if you're feeling really crazy, grab a microphone and hook it up to your computer and record the answers into an audio file. And send those audio files to the special MP3 email address, which is kisspodcast@gmail.com. So if you know a good KISS song for the KISS test, just send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com, and I will play it for you in the next KISS test. And if you want to look stuff up, you can find all the contact information on the website.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the KISS Podcast. All KISS, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a bit more about the ESP tour with Eric Singer and Bruce Kulick. Now, I've been talking to the guys from the Swedish KISS fan club, you know, KISS Army Sweden. And they told me some nice things about the ESP tour. So the day before the Swedish show, ESP is going to do meet and greet with a few selected fans in the Hard Rock Cafe in Stockholm. So I am actually planning to visit Sweden for 3 days and visit the Hard Rock Cafe to do a soundseeing tour and talk to the KISS fans there. And yeah, hopefully I can even do something with the band as well. And the next day I will attend the show at the Mondo Club, where ESP will play the large Mondo stage. So that sounds like it will be a great show with a great atmosphere. And yeah, if you're planning to see the show and happen to spot me there, just tap me on the back and say hello. I'd love to meet the Swedish KISS fans. Speaking of Ace Frehley, of course there's a lot more Ace Frehley stuff out there. But yeah, don't worry, I'm sure we'll do another Ace Frehley show in the future. But for now, I'll end the show with a track from the tribute album KISS Deutschland, a tribute to KISS. This CD was produced by the webmaster of former KISS Deutschland website, Florian Hedwig. And in fact, it's one of the best tracks, and it's performed by Florian himself. So until the next show, rock and roll all night, and rip it out!
Just to find out how we
anybody expected this, did they?
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.